Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
David Lewis is the director of Corruption Watch. We've been talking about the failures of leadership in South Africa. We wanted to get his view on it. Good morning. How are you?
Good news, Howard.
I am good, thank you. So is it a sad state of affairs when a couple of liters of canola oil do more to stop looting than the government has done?
I don't know that story, but
the story is that outside of ShopRite Checkers, in one of the areas, one of the staff members covered the floor in cooking oil. And that meant as the looters came, and there's the most amazing footage, they just kept tripping and slipping as they went. And it saved the store. So I was just wondering if that did more than our government did during this period and leading up to it.
Yeah, well, you know, not necessarily no. So, but I mean, there was a real failure of both law enforcement and representative leadership. I mean, I've been struck. I don't know if you've heard a single town councillor or MP or member of the provincial council speaking about this, about what's been happening in to their constituents in their areas. And I've certainly heard nothing. And I think it represents a huge failure of elected leadership. You know, we've all known that there are problems with our parliamentary and provincial electoral system. The local government system is supposed to be a direct representation system, and they've been completely
absent,
missing in action.
Mm.
You know, and so that has been a failure. And then obviously there have been intelligence failures and drastic law enforcement failures. And I think that's been pretty much admitted to. And we need to think about that. You know, we've been saying to government and to anybody else who listen in parliamentary committees for a long time that the police are in a really parlous state. I mean, from leadership appointments right down to the constable in the community. And I hope they'll listen now.
Do you think they will? You know, because the whole thing really does speaks to a level of disconnect. The fact that they didn't see this coming whereas it was absolutely obvious to anybody who spent a minute thinking about what was going to happen. The fact that they took so long to become mobilized that we see civil society stepping in, providing food, aid, solving the situation from security through to the basics of supply. We've seen a total failure in leadership every way through, and that speaks to a disconnect from between government and its people.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, exactly what I'm saying. You know, you would think that, for example, that those people those who had been elected to serve the people would be the first to have warned government about this. I mean, the fact that there was a real tinderbox, there has been a tinderbox in these communities for a long time has been spoken about for ages. And, you know, there again, it was largely civil society that were warning government of this, and very little has been done. We're now in the situation where, as you say, not only were civil society warning about this and have been for years, but they're having to step in and provide relief. I mean, look, I think, you know, civil society should be doing that kind of thing anyway. But you would think under the leadership of government rather than government under the leadership of civil society. So yes, this has been you ask, will they listen now? Well, you know, if this is not going to make them listen, then I don't know what is, because this should be a real wake-up call. The problem, maybe too late.
Well, the problem is, and I know that when I mentor people or coach people, there you come across the odd individual who, no matter which techniques you use to try and assist them to introspect and to see that patterns actually are not about everybody else, but about you. And if you're in the same situation over and over again, maybe there's something that you might be doing. And the problem is that there are the individuals who, no matter what you do, cannot introspect and cannot take responsibility for their role in it. And I worry as a collective if we haven't reached that type of approach where there is just an inability to look inward. And we hear the right words every now and then, rooting out corruption and service delivery, and we will do this and we will do that, always in the future. There's always the future. It's never the past that we can say, look what we have achieved. But that's a separate thing. There doesn't seem to be real ability to look inward. Are you seeing signs that there might be?
Well, maybe I sort of come at this from a different place. But it doesn't take a great deal of introspection. You know, there's data available that is collected by government that will tell you if you don't see it for yourself, that will tell you that the situation is really dire. There are a large number of people in the country who are hungry, who do not have sufficient food. Sanitation levels are appalling. That's largely a consequence of corruption, actually. All of the basic necessities of life are wanting for a very, very large proportion of the population, and it's absolutely palpable. I suppose if you drive around all day in a black-tinted window SUV, you don't see this, but as I say, I don't think you need to do very deep levels of introspection to know that we have a real problem, to know that we are the most unequal society in the world. And I think it's maybe not only government who doesn't see this, you know.
We have to introduce
a much more comprehensive social safety net than we have done, both in the immediate term and in the medium term. And there again, civil society have spoken about a basic income grant for a long time, and it's now spoken about even more loudly. And there's going to be a debate about how you fund that. And I can't see any other way of funding it other than through a wealth tax. And I wonder how the wealthy are going to respond to that, because I said the same thing about government, that if they don't realize that they have to pay for some of their comfort and wealth, with a tiny share of that wealth going to those who have nothing, if they don't recognize that after now, then maybe they'd better be packing their bags and going elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Are you hopeful of following the incidents of the last 2 weeks or so? Are you more hopeful today than you were 2 weeks ago?
Look, it's difficult to say in the context of this carnage that one is hopeful. I mean, it's been a depressing, distressing time.
Absolutely.
But there are some opportunities out of every crisis. And one of them is to raise questions like a basic income grant. It is to say, there, we told you so. The police, you really need to think about the capacity and the quality of policing in the country. You really need to think about the electoral system. You need to think about the quality of elected representatives. And you need to think about the situation in the ANC that I think largely underpins this. I mean, I think, this is an insurrection mounted by what we have called a faction within the ANC, but in fact is really another political party. I mean, you know, you can't, it's not helpful to think of the ANC anymore as one political party. And they both want the brand of the ANC. So nobody's going to get voluntarily split off from the ANC. So you'll find them trying to retake political power by unconstitutional and extra-constitutional and extra-legal means. And that's called an insurrection, you know. And if they don't sort themselves out, and either the dominant faction throws the minority faction out, I don't think there's any possibility of them making peace with each other, especially after this event. And if that's something that the dominant faction in the ANC learns and acts accordingly, that will be a great lesson learned.
Indeed. David Lewis, Director of Corruption Watch. That's where we leave it. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. I'd love your thoughts.